Let's begin. Let's discuss today the piyut of Mo'oz Sur. Okay, now this song, I'm quoting, there's a new sefer that was published very recently called the Oitzei Mefarshei Chanukah. This is the second in the series by, it's an organization who the publisher is, I'm not even sure who published this. It's possibly one of the most elaborate collections. It's by a team. It's not by one person. It's by...
Who's the editor? Who has the copyright?
Schonberger. Avraham Schonberger. No. That's the sponsor. That's the sponsor. Sorry. It doesn't say who the author is.
I wrote it. No.
Well, we don't know who wrote Mo'oz Sur, so we're even.
It's an anthology. Okay, he has a whole collection of people here who participated. Okay, it's an impressive collection of Mefarshim. It's on the Gemara. You go different parts. There's a section devoted to the Gemara, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Chaf Gimel. There's a section devoted to the Al Hanisim. There's a section devoted to the various Piyutim. And there's a nice major section devoted to the Piyut of Mo'oz Sur. Now, we're touching over here upon delicate territory for two reasons. Number one, both of the reasons have what to do with Rav Michal Miller. Number one, Rav Michal Miller gave a very elaborate shiur on the Mo'oz Sur a year ago, 2 years ago, correct? So you have to refer back to the archives to hear the words of Chochma from our very own Rav Michal Miller. And number two, Mo'oz Sur was by and large about the Dalit Malchios. And besides, that was part of your talk, but Rav Michal Miller, he wrote an entire sefer devoted to the Dalid Malchias. So whatever we say will relate to, we'll ask for commentary as we go through this from Rav Michal. The main theme of Mo'oz Sur is the Dalid Malchias. Now here's the point. Even though it's devoted to the Dalid Malchias, but it's still a Chanukah piyut. The four kingdoms. The four kingdoms which the Jewish people were subjugated. Number one, number one is Bavel. Number two is Paras u'Madai. Number three is Yavon. And number four is Edom. Now, then before the four, there was one nation that was koilel within that golus. That was the catch-all, the prototype, which includes all four, and that is Mitzrayim. So in this piyut, if you notice, there are seven parts. 6 parts. The first part is the opening, which relates to Chanukah. And that's what gives away this piyut. It's not a piyut that you could, even though this piyut talks about Mitzrayim, it talks about Purim, it talks about Chanukah, it talks about Golus Edom. This piyut is not a piyut that you sing on Purim. It's not a piyut that you sing on Pesach. It's a piyut you sing on Chanukah. The reason is because the opening line of Mo'oz Sur focuses specifically on Chanukah. Then we begin. Mo'oz Sur is Chanukah, an opening, the theme to Chanukah. Then we focus the next one, Rose Sova Nashi. We'll go through the words in a moment. It refers to Mitzrayim. Devir Kotcho Heviani refers to Bavel. Kuros Kamas Brosh Bikes Agogi refers to Paras u'Madai, the Purim miracle. Yevon and Mikvitzu Olai, that we'll know is Chanukah. And then Chasoif Zeroya Kotchecha, this refers to the Golos that we are currently in, Golos Edoy. Okay, now first of all, who is one who composed, what's the name of the Mechaber, so you can see the acrostic? Mordechai Chazak. You see the first letter of each of the stanzas, Mem, Reish, Dalet, Chof, Yud, Mordechai. You would think that this is a Purim Piyut, Mordechai. And then in the last stanza, you see the first three words, Chasoif, Zeroa, Kodshecha. Those letters spell out Chazak. So Mordechai Chazak is the one who composed this Piyut. This is from the earliest Piyutim we have in our liturgy. It's not exactly clear when it was written. It was written probably in the time of the Goinim, if not even before the time of the Goinim. It's one of the most ancient piyutim, and the older the piyut goes, the more sacred, the richer, the more symbolism, the more depth there is in its composition. Okay, so let's just let now. Here's something Var. One of the first things he says, which really, to me, it was an eye opener. High quality Var, at least in my opinion. Why is this piyut that relates that it was composed for the miracle of Chanukah? Is it necessary to mention the Dalid Malchios plus Mitzrayim? So he explains something very simple, but yet it's very deep and profound. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. If you come to a location where you personally experienced a miracle, you're mechuyev to make a bracha. The bracha you make is when you see the location. Nothing more, you don't have to do anything. It's a very rare type of bracha. Most brachas we make are brachas we make when we do a maisa, when we do an action. To make a bracha when you see something is unique. I mean, we make a bracha when we see lightning, you make a bracha Kiddush Levana, we make a bracha of Berachas Hachama. We do make brachas occasionally, but generally, most of the brachas that we make are brachas upon doing actions. But then there is, among the unique times we make a bracha is when you come to a location, and this location, and the person was zocher to a miracle. This week's parasha is perhaps the first time we have such an event where it's recorded in the Torah. Yosef HaTzadik was thrown into the bor in this week's parasha, Parashas Vayeshev, the habor reik ein bo imayim, mayim ein bo, nechashim v'yak. We learn later on in Parshas Vayechi when Yaakov Avinu dies and they take him back to Canaan to bury Yaakov Avinu in Eretz Canaan, and there the Medrash says that when they passed on the road going back to Canaan, they came to the pit where the brothers threw Yosef into that pit. Yosef went to that pit and he made a bracha. He made a bracha she'osa lines b'makoyim hazeh. Okay, so this is recorded already in Chazal. It's alluded to in the Medrash. It's recorded in the Medrash. There's such a thing to make a bracha when you reach a location upon where you have experienced the miracle. There are people today who go back to Poland. They go back to Auschwitz. They go to different places where they miraculously survived, and they feel that miracles happen to them. They miracles, and they make a bracha. Different opinions. There are different opinions. I went recently to a shloshim for a Holocaust survivor. She was 91 years old. And so one of the grandchildren spoke, and he said that I used to ask my grandmother, tell me stories about the Holocaust. This woman went through the real horrors of the Holocaust. And at one point she said to his, the grandson said that my grandmother said to me, "Why do you have to ask me for stories? Just look at me. I'm a miracle. You don't need to hear stories. Just the fact that I survived, that itself, you're looking at a miracle. You want to hear stories of miracles. The miracle is right in front of you. The fact that I exist, after what I've went through." Okay, now, there's another halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and this is very fascinating. That when you come to a location where you witness the miracle, not only do you give shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu for the miracle that happened to you in this place, you mechuyev to enumerate the miracles that happened to you all over. And a person lived a life, it's in Shulchan Aruch, a person lived a life, and you had 10 miracles. I had a miracle when I was in America, there's a miracle that happened to me when I was in England, a miracle that happened when I was in Australia, a miracle in Poland, wherever you, when you come to a location in which you have witnessed a miracle and you make the bracha b'shem malchus, you are mechuyev to mention not just b'mokim azeh, but you mechuyev to enumerate the miracles that have occurred to you in all of the locations throughout your entire life. And if you have many miracles, you should enumerate all of the miracles. Okay, now that yesod explains is the key yesod to understand why Mosur mentioned is a Chanukah. It's a Chanukah piyut, but it is a mizmor. It is a piyut that gives shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of the miracles that we've experienced throughout the ages. When do we recite Mosur? You recite Mosur when you see the menorah, when you see the neros of the Chanukah. And in fact, when you make a bracha, we make a bracha that if a person does not actually light a menorah, Let's say for whatever reason you don't like the menorah, someone is lighting the menorah for you at home, you are allowed to make the bracha sha'asa nisim lavoseinu bayamim mochim basman hazeh when you see a menorah. If a person is not lighting the menorah because he's traveling, so he appoints his wife or his children to be the agent to light the menorah for them when he's on the road, when he sees he's flying in the plane and he sees that big lubavitch menorah as about to land somewhere, me'ikar hadin, you can make the bracha sha'asa li kosher menorah sha'asa nisim lavoseinu. You can make a bracha birchas choroya, the bracha of sha'asa nisim lavoseinu bayomim ha'hem bazman hazeh is a birchas choroya, and ma'ol sur is just an elaboration, but it's more than an elaboration. The ma'ol sur is coming to accomplish what it says in Shulchan Aruch. When you see the location of the you see the miracle, you're reminded of the miracle that was done to you in this location, you are mechuyev not just to recount the specific miracle, but you're mechuyev to recount all of the miracles that happened to you throughout your entire life. When we look at the menorah, we're focusing on the miracle of the Avonim, of the Chanukah miracle, and we make a bracha al birchas haroya. I see the menorah, it's ki'ilu, we have been transplanted. We have been transplanted in Eretz Yisrael, we're in the Beis HaMikdash, we're seeing this is the miracle, the 8-day miracle. What happened? It represents the entire period, the milchama and the renewal of the Beis Hamikdash, v'chulu v'chulu. And we make the bircha saraya, but we also mechuyev now to recount all of the miracles that happened to Klal Yisrael throughout the ages. So therefore, we mention Mitzrayim and we mention Purim and we mention. Again, Chanukah, what do we mention? Bavel, and we also, once we're mentioning those, so we also mentioned that our survival, Chasov Zerah Kodshecha, really is not just the Gula has not yet come, but the survival of Klal Yisrael and Gola Sedem, that also is a miracle. So it's fulfilling a halacha in Shulchan Aruch.
Even though we're not physically revisiting.
We're not physically revisiting a specific location, but Chazal have given the menorah the koyach of ki'ilu. We're now stepping on sacred ground. We're in Eretz Yisrael. We're in the Beis HaMikdash. We're seeing that menorah. We're being taken back to a time of the miracle. We're seeing the miracle. We're making that birchas haroya, like Yosef returning to the bar and seeing it was in this location. I was thrown into the pit. There were snakes, scorpions, and nothing happened to me. I'm going to make the miracle, and I'm going to fulfill what it says in Shulchan Aruch. I'm not going to thank Hashem for the miracle, this miracle alone. I'm going to thank Hashem for all the miracles. So, Ma'ol Sur is not just a nice thing to do. Oh, I've said, made the bracha, I said Haneris Halalu, I explained that these Neris are Kodesh. By reciting the Ma'ol Sur, which many people do, they don't just sit around and they're fulfilling a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's Birchas Haroya, there's a miracle. I'm recounting not just this specific miracle of the Kohanim HaKadoshim, of what happened in the time of the Bayi Sheni. I'm now recounting all of the miracles that happened to Klal Yisrael, Mitzrayim, Bavel, Paras Hamadai. Our survival today in Edom is also miraculous beyond question. So it's powerful yisoid. You're doing Shulchan Aruch by reciting this piyut. Okay, now I want to run to just some short yisoid, some little collection of like verklach that I've came across. I don't know if I'll have time to do all of it today, just to run through as much we can do today. And also to just go through the translation. Now, most sur are two words which simply mean the same thing. It means a stronghold. Sur means a rock, and ma'oz means a rock that serves as a stronghold. He explains here, the word ma'oz is used where a person is sliding off a mat. Imagine a person who's on a mountain, he's a free fall. He fell off a cliff, and somehow he's able to hold on as he's falling to grab onto a rock in the middle of the cliff to stop his fall. That is how the word ma'oz is used in Chazal. It doesn't just mean you've ascended a mountain. I've Mount Everest. I've reached the top of the mountain. That's not what the word ma'oz sur refers to. Ma'oz sur refers to a situation when you're backsliding, when you're on a rapid decline, force of gravity is taking you downhill, and you're able to brace to to stop yourself, to brace yourself in the middle by grabbing onto something, grabbing onto a stone. This describes the period of the Bayis Sheni. Towards the middle of the Bayis Sheni, Klal Yisrael was on a very steep, rapid decline in spirituality. The Yevanim succeeded in penetrating the Kedusha, taking down the barriers of Kedusha for Klal Yisrael, and they were on a very steep, rapid spiritual decline. The Hashmonaim succeeded in putting on the emergency brakes. And by putting on the emergency brakes, by grabbing hold to the ma'oz. This is the way the word ma'oz is used in Chazal. And to prove it, he actually has two psukim. Let me turn to the two psukim to okay, one second. The two psukim which are... Alright, I'm not going to be able to find it. But I underlined it. No, I can't find it at this moment. Okay, but that's how it's used in Chazal, the word Moshe. Okay. Yeshuasi. The word Yeshuasi is in contrast to the word Ezer. There are two words for salvation. One is Ezer, and one is Ezer, one is Yeshua. Ezer is a word which is used to mean that Hashem helps those who help themselves. A Yeshua is where Kodesh Baruch Hu, out of the blue, without a person's own merit, without a person's own intervention, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to save the person. Chanukah, in contrast to Purim, was a miracle that we did not deserve. Purim was a miracle where we participated in the miracle, at least to the degree of Leich Kinos Teskola Yehudim Anemtsim Bishon Vitzum Olai, is where Klal Yisrael was Mispalo. Chanukah was a gift. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to the rescue, even though we did not do anything that openly caused us to deserve this salvation. So therefore, it's described here as a Yeshuasi. It's not described as an Ezer. Now, L'cha No'el L'shech, to you it is No'el L'shabayach. The reason why the Paitan chose word No'er is because we know that the laws of Lashon Hara, you're not supposed to give person lavish praise, at least not publicly. Because if you give a person praise, people immediately get jealous. And what happens? What's the first thing people say? But. Say about a person probably, this person is the Melech HaMashiach. He's everything. It's human nature to say, yeah, but he had this defect, and this problem, and this problem. It's only human nature. The more you give a person praise, the more other people get jealous, and they look to find imperfections. That is only true when it comes to a human being. When it comes to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the more you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more you will discover that there are no imperfections. The more perfect HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the word that the Chazal have chosen, the Paita has chosen, is not Ki Lecha No'el L'Shabeach, but rather Ki Lecha, instead of the Ki Lecha Ro'oi L'Shabeach. In other words, if we were writing this piyut, the word that most people would choose is Mo'osu Yeshuasi Lecha Ro'oi. For you, it is fitting praise. That's not what the Paitan chose. He chose Lecha No'er, because No'er has a connotation. There's no defect whatsoever. Everything is perfect. Roy means it's fitting to praise you, but that has a connotation. There are things that you deserve praise, but no person is perfect. There are things that are fitting that you deserve praise, and there are things that you do not deserve praise for. There are defects. Mm-hmm. When you praise a person, yes, in this respect, in this quality, in this character, he was perfect. But, no one's perfect. I'll definitely find defects and chesronos. So that's the word that we usually choose to describe praise of a person, basar v'dam. L'cha ro'oi l'shabeach in respect to what you deserve praise. But there are going to be defects. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we chose word noe because noe is a word that has a connotation that there are no defects whatsoever. Okay, next. Tikoin base tefilasi, the theme of Hanukkah obviously is to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is kibesi base tefil yikori l'chol ho'amim. The Sham Toida to establish the base philosophy was the renewal of the base HaMikdash. The Sham, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, here it's really, it's a request. You should establish the base philosophy to rebuild the base HaMikdash. The Sham and there Toida Nezabech. And there we will offer the carbon Toida. Now this is a very telling halacha. This statement is a very controversial idea. When the base HaMikdash will be rebuilt, will we need to re-sanctify the Har HaBayis? Well, we need to sanctify Yerushalayim. So we know the Rambam. The Rambam's Paschal is Machlokes in the Gemara. Kedusha Shnei Kitcha L'Shayit, the Kitcha L'Shayit, the Loi Kitcha. The second Kedusha, does it have sanctity forever? According to the Ravid is of the opinion that Bizman HaZeh, you can walk on the Har HaBayis, because Bizman HaZeh, according to the Ravid, there's no Kedusha. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it was Scharav. That means that when we in Yiras Hashem very soon rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, we will need to re-sanctify Yerushalayim, to re-sanctify the Azara, to re-sanctify the Beis HaMikdash. How does one go about doing so? So the halacha, this is the Gemara, and this is some faculty they did during the time of Ezra. You bring a carbon toida, and you march. It's recorded in detail how Ezra Nehemiah they did this. They brought a carbon toida and they march around the perimeter of Yerushalayim. They march in the area of the Har HaBayis in order to re-sanctify the Beis HaMikdash. If you want to take the words of the Paitan very literally, what the Paitan over here is saying is, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tikkun to rebuild the base tefilah, the base HaMikdash, the Sham. And when you are Tikkun, when you now establish you give us permission in order to rebuild, to build the base HaMikdash, the final part of the sanctification will be with the offering of a carbon toida, which will be the part of the procedure, the process of re-sanctifying the Yerushalayim, the Har HaBayis, and the Beis HaMikdash. But if you learn, like the Rambam, that the Azara has permanent Kedusha, there is no need to bring a carbon toida to re-sanctify the Azara and the Har HaBayis and Yerushalayim. So then these words seemingly have to have a different interpretation. And then we'll translate it to mean Sham toida Nizbech is based upon what Chazal tell us, that when Mashiach comes, human beings will no longer sin. It will no longer be necessary to bring karbanos achatos. The only carbon that will be brought will be the carbon toida. The primary carbon that will be offered by Klal Yisrael the time of Mashiach will be the carbon toida, and that is why we focus specifically on the carbon toida. Okay, the next words are le'es at a time tochin matbeach mitzor hamnabeach. Now the word matbeach means the slaughter table. Matbeach, you will prepare the slaughtering station, a place to slaughter, the butcher shop, the place of butchery, for the Umos Olam, specifically for Esav. We know that why did the Python choose the word matbeach? So it comes from next week's parasha. One of the popular Utvoyach Tevach V'Hochein. One of the popular ones, why is the word Utvoyach Tevach V'Hochein a popular word? Because that word Utvoyach Tevach, the two words together, first of all, the word the Ches Tvoyach Tevach, the Ches of Tevach V'Hochein are the Oitzios of Chanukah. Furthermore, the two words Utvoyach Tevach are the Gematria 44. How many Chanukah candles do we light in Chanukah? 44. So this is a very popular, a very ancient, a very popular remez. Utvoyach Tevach V'Hochein is alludes to Chanukah. Utvoyach Tevach. Those two words are B'Gematria 44. Communion the 44. Therefore, now this is a very popular remez, and therefore, some want to suggest that is why it has been incorporated into the Mo'osur. Le'ez tochin matbeach. Since this entire period is all about Chanukah, we're alluding to Chanukah, and when Mashiach comes, we'll be mispalled for the coming of Mashiach, and Mashiach will come. When Mashiach will come, we will slaughter the Edoim, the Yetzirah will be slaughtered, and our enemies will be slaughtered. So we choose the word matbeach, and that word is based upon utvoyach, tevach, v'hochein.
No, you need the vav.
You need the vav. You need the vav. Utvoyach, tevach.
That is, tevach is 19 times 2. Still
the one
vav. Tevach is 50. That's the problem. One of the
vavs
doesn't.
One vav.
Oh, okay. Only one vav.
There
is no vav. All right, only one vav. What, in the Torah is only one vav? Utevoyach. There is no vav. There's only one vav. There's no vav in the Torah.
There's only one vav.
Okay. Mitzar. Now the tsar is the enemy, Hamnabeach. Who's the Nabeach? Nabeach means to bark. Amalek is called, and the word Hamnabeach refers to a dog. And now the reason why Nabeach, the reason he says over here is there are two nations that are compared to dogs. Who are the two nations? In the time of Mashiach, Yimas Mashiach, there are two nations joined together, Amalek and Yishmael. Amalek and Yishmael both are referred to dogs. Amalek is Am Lok. Lok means to lick. To lick. Am to lock. I'm a nation that licks like a dog. Yishmael is also a remez to the Kelev, because it says by Yishmael, Yad Kol Boy. It says Yodai Bakol, the Yad Kol Boy. And what is a dog? A dog is kol boy. Kelev. Kelev comes from the word kol boy. Okay? Kol boy. A kol boy. A dog is a kol.
It's a bad choice for a reason.
That's what it says. This is what the Kadmonim say. The Kadmonim say that being that Chazal tell us that Yishmael is defined in the Torah, Yodai Bakol, the Yad Kol boy, and the Oisios of Kelev are the letters of Kol, with the base, Bow is Rosh, is an acronym for Kol Boy, Yad Kol Boy. Yishmael is also Merumis in the Midah of a Caliph. And I mean, this is from the Kadmonim. This is not a Hasidic word from 2015. This is from the Kadmonim. So we have two nations, Amalek, they bark like a dog, Amlok, they lick, Amlok, and Yishmael, in the time of Mashiach, that's the partnership. Vayelech Esav El Yishmael. Ma'isa Avos Simul Abanim. Back in Parshas Toldos, what does Esav do at the end? Vayelech Esav El Yishmael. He marries Nevoyos, the daughter of Yishmael. He makes a partnership. There's a synthesis between the Midah of Yishmael and the Midah of Esav. So here, the Python cleverly found what is the common denominator, at least in Chazal, for Amalek and Yishmael. Give me one word, a dog, and dogs bark, and therefore the word Hamnabeach is the word which is mirames on the barking of a dog. The dog is the synthesis of, is a word which synthesizes Amalek and Yishmael, and we know that the time will come when the slaughter will be complete. Matbeach is also play on the word Utzvoyach Tevach V'Hochein, which is a code word for Chanukah. All of these ideas are very coming together in a complex piyut to allude Le'es at the time of Mashiach Tochin, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will prepare the Matbeach, the slaughter, the location to bring about the slaughter of the tsar, the enemy. The enemy here is in the singular. The enemy who has been is the synthesis of the Mamdabeach, Yishmael, and Edom. Edom, the spitz of Edom is Amalek, together with Yishmael. Now here comes the key.
Kind of glosses over that in there.
This is very deep. This
and
is
among other things.
This is a very deep idea. Okay, let's just finish over here.
Calls it the blasphemous enemy.
Okay, no. So there's a lot of richness in these words. Then we conclude with the words. Now this is very deep. This he quotes here the Pachad Yitzchak, a very beautiful idea. Oz Egmorim. Now this really is the opening line of the Mos Surah, and this is a powerful line that defines what Chanukah is all about. As a Hakdama, there's a very big debate among religious Zionists. Should you say those religious Zionists who make on Shabbos the Mishrech for the Medinas Yisrael? So do they include the words Reishis Tzmichas Geulaseinu?
Yeah, yeah.
Is the state of Israel considered to be the beginning of the beginning of the sprouting of Geulaseinu? So this obviously there's a heavy debate.
They dropped it after they gave back Gaza. They published a new Tefillah L'Shalom Medina.
They took it out.
They took out that phrase.
Okay, there's a lot to talk about the Mishabech for the Shalom HaMedina of Eretz Yisrael. But the truth is, this Python preceded the RCA, or preceded the those who composed the Nusach by how many years? By at least 1,500 years? How long was this period? 1,000 years ago? Because Oz Egmor Bashir Mizmor Chanukah Samizbech basically means that with the beginning of Chanukah was the Reishis Tzmichas Geuloseinu. And Mashiach, the coming of Mashiach, will be the Gemar. We're asking here very carefully. This is Rav Huna really says this. Oz Egmar. This is a very powerful word. Then we will complete. The word complete has the connotation that we've already begun. When have we begun to sing the Mizmar Shir Chanukas Habayis L'David? That's the Mizmar that you sing when you have an inauguration. When will we build a Bayis Shlishi? When we build a Bayis Shlishi, we're not going to start to sing Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis L'David. We're going to conclude the Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis L'David. Because Chanukah is the Haschola. When Mashiach comes, it will be the Zman of Oz Egmar. This word is such a sticking point in this period, and some people find it so disturbing, they've actually said it's a mistake. And they said the correct gear says Oz Ezmar. Ezmar. Mizmar. Oz Ezmar. Bashir Mizmar Chanukah Samizbech. What do you mean we're going to conclude? When did it start? Okay, the debate between should you say about the Medina Reishis Tzmichas Geulaseinu, it's the beginning of the spreading of the Geula, was the same debate when the miracle of Chanukah occurred. When the miracle of Chanukah, they built the real Beis HaMikdash. During the time we have the Beis HaMikdash, okay? But the Shechinah was not fully present. There were five things missing. It was a question, is Mashiach coming? Mm-hmm. Is this really the Tzmichas Geulaseinu when the Chashmonaim, when they succeeded in overpowering the Greek Syrians and building the Beis HaMikdash and re-inaugurating the Beis HaMikdash, was this called the Reishis Tzmichas Geulaseinu? So it all depends on the Girsa. If the Girsa is that then when Mashiach comes Oz Ezmar, then I will sing for the very first time. That is one of the Girsais of the Mos. But that's not what's the common Girsa of Mos Sur is Oz Egmar. And Rav Huna actually says this. Rav Huna says that Chanukah was the last miracle. Was it not? Chanukah was the last miracle. That's part of our liturgy. It's part of our liturgy. It's Chanukah. Purim was before. There's no sefer for Chanukah, but that was truly the aschalto de geula. With the miracle of Chanukah, all of the ingredients that are necessary for coming of Mashiach are here. The whole calendar is complete. All the elements, all the various Yom Tovim come together to complete this big picture of what is needed for Mashiach, and that's Aschalta de Geula. That's a major yisod in explaining that. This review we've done so far, we're going to stop now, and tomorrow we'll be done. Moz is a word which means you're backsliding, and you hold on, you're falling off a cliff. There was a tkufa of a steep decline in spirituality. The miracle was we were able to halt, to put on the emergency brakes. Yeshuasi, we didn't deserve the miracle. It was a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'chanoya, by Hashem, we don't say Roy, we say Hashem is perfect. The more we praise Hashem, the more we discover there's more to praise Hashem. tikkun beis tefilasi u'mispal for the rebuilding of the beis hamikdash, and then, according to the Paitan, on a very simple level, we're going to have to re-sanctify the Azara, re-sanctify Yerushalayim with the bringing of a carbon taiga. Or if we don't need to re-sanctify, the ikur carbon when Mashiach comes will be to give a carbon taiga. Matbeach is the code word for Chanukah, Tverach, Tevach, V'Hochein. It's the slaughter for the Tzor HaMabeach, for the Kelev. Who's the Kelev? The Kelev is the synthesis of Vayelech Esav El Yishmal. Am lok yodai bakol v'yad kol boy oz egmar aschalto de geula. Chanukah, it began the tzmichas gula seinu, and Mashiach will come with the gemar when we'll sing the mizmar of the actual ribbon. Tomorrow we'll continue.